Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for us to talk some baseball. Our next guest, one of our favorites. He is the editor and writer from ESPN's Sweet Spot blog. Dave Schoenfeld joins Chad, Joe, and Lo on 95.7 The Game. Follow him on Twitter, at D. Schoenfeld. Dave, good morning. Always great to talk baseball with you. After a hot start at 23-10, the White Sox have been in a major slump. Well, why do you think now is the time for the White Sox to consider moving Chris Sale?
Well, here's what I would say. He's been in the rotation since 2012, and the White Sox are about 50 games under 500, only one winning season in that span. It's just kind of a franchise mired in mediocrity. You know, almost to their credit, they've refused to rebuild. They try to win every year. It hasn't worked. There's just not the depth of talent you need to compete. So maybe you trade Chris Sale, you get four or five good players in return.
All right, so if the Sox make a deal, Dave, involving Sale, what team or teams would make the most sense to get involved in a deal like that? And you know, what is the likelihood this could happen?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't think it's that likely. You know, the White Sox, like I said, they don't like to rebuild and give up. But if they do come to that conclusion, I think the Red Sox, as I wrote, are the best fit. They have four of the top 25 prospects in the game, both hitting prospects and pitching prospects. They have a couple young major league players they could part with. So they really have the depth of talent. Because if you're trading Chris Sale, you got to get a stud prospect or two, plus two other, you know, good young kind of players who you can project as regulars. So the Red Sox would top my list. But certainly if Chris Sale is made available, every team is going to call and try to make an offer. And certainly you got to look at then teams with the best farm systems. The Dodgers would certainly make a pitch. Maybe the Texas Rangers, who even after the Cole Hamels trade, still have a loaded farm system. Those would be my three teams I would rate as the favorites.
It's Dave Schoenfeld, ESPN, with Chad Joe and Lo on 95.7 The Game. Now, the best team in baseball, the Chicago Cubs, you know, they've got this stretch before the break where they're going to be playing games on 24 straight days. Dave, what do you think about Joe Maddon's decision to go with a six-man rotation to give some of his starters some rest?
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea. You know, they have such a big lead, 10.5 games in that division. Look, yeah, they could go pedal to the metal and chase that wins record. And I remember the Mariners back in 2001 when they won 116. Lou Piniella pushed that team all year long. They really wanted the record. They didn't really worry about resting guys. And they were arguably a little gassed by the postseason. Well, now you got an extra round in the postseason if you're in the wild card game. So you got to keep those guys healthy, the bullpen healthy. You know, we saw Jake Arrieta last year, maybe by the postseason, a little fatigued. Look, if you win 105 games or 110, does it really matter? You know, keep the guys as healthy and as rested as possible.
Dave, if the Giants are going to make another run at the title, what's more important, a closer or getting another bat for left field?
I'm with the bullpen. I don't know what you guys think. They're fourth in the league in runs. You know, I don't really see the big concern with the offense. I know a couple guys are on the DL right now. I know we can't read too much into last night's 22-hit explosion, but I'm going with the bullpen. Look, we've all seen, right, what plays in the playoffs these days, a deep and dominant bullpen, and that would be my worry with the Giants.
ESPN's David Schoenfeld joining Chad, Joe, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. The team ended on the wrong end of that explosion last night. The Pittsburgh Pirates have some interesting questions they'll need to face over the next few years. What do you think about the idea that's being floated around regarding trading center fielder Andrew McCutchen? Has the time come for the Pirates to move on from their franchise player?
Yeah, you know, it really comes down to who is he at this point? He's having, you know, the worst year of his career. Is this just a 2.5 month slump, or is it a guy who's getting a little older? You know, they have another. They have two great outfielders already, in Marte and Polanco. They have a kid, and I think he just got promoted to Triple A. Austin Meadows, a very good prospect. So they have a guy who can replace McCutchen. Look, it's tough. He's such a, you know, face of that franchise. He's one of the best guys in the game, a good citizen for the sport. But when he's a free agent in a couple years, you're not going to re-sign him. He's going to be past his prime. So, yeah, I think they have to consider dealing him.
As it pertains to the Oakland A's, do you see a full-on fire sale coming in the next few weeks? Rich Hill, Danny Valencia, Chris Davis, Jed Lowry, Josh Reddick, Ryan Madsen, Sean Doolittle, John Axford. Don't worry about Sonny Gray. I'm going to get to him in a minute. But for everyone I just mentioned, with the way things have gone over the last 2 years for the A's, do you think it's in their best interest to dump all of these guys for as many prospects as they can get, or do you think it's going to be half measures? Some go, some stay.
Yeah, realistically, probably half measures. But yeah, and the A's, you know, they're Billy Bean, again, to almost to his credit, he's like the White Sox. They hate to dump and go all in on that rebuild. You know, the A's, and they pay the price. What happens is you never get those top five or six, you know, picks in the draft where you can draft a legit superstar prospect. But I think we're seeing that's kind of the way you got to do it in baseball these days, especially if you're a small market team. You got to suck it up and be bad for a couple years, get those high picks. So, yeah, I think the A's sell off and admit it, suck it up, rebuild.
Now, Sonny Gray is arguably the best trade chip they've got should they ever decide to move on from him. Great career so far, young, not a ton of innings on the arm, lots of success, more importantly, several years of team control, so he's very cost-effective. If the A's were going to move on from Sonny, would it be better for them to A, move him at the trade deadline to a contender, or B, wait until the winter meetings when this year's starting pitching unit, as you know, is completely devoid of the big names like it had last year?
Yeah, Sonny Gray's trade value is not going to change between now and the winter. You know, more importantly, he's got to rebuild some trade value. He has not pitched well this year. So if you're throwing him out there right now, where are you going to get? Nothing close to Chris Sale, even though they have a similar amount of team control. He just hasn't pitched that well. If he reels off five or six good starts between now and the end of July, yeah, I would probably look to trade him. But otherwise, I think I'd just hold on to him.
Lorenzo and I were very high on the Cleveland Indians before the season started. That was our big pick, over 84.5 wins on the Vegas win total.
Yeah.
They've won five straight. They're 10 over. I believe they won 10 straight at home. They're in control of the Central, and they've got some great pitching. Are the Indians going to win the AL Central?
Yeah, I would pick them right now. Corey Kluber, a dominant three-hit shutout. He's been a little inconsistent. If he gets on a roll, Danny Salazar right up there among the AL ERA leaders. Carlos Carrasco's back. I think that's the best 1-2-3 rotation punch right now in the AL. In fact, it's really not even a debate. They're leaps and bounds, I think, above any other rotation. So, yeah, I think they're the team to beat in the AL Central.
He's on Twitter, at D. Schoenfield. You read him at ESPN.com. Hey, Dave, we love talking baseball with you. Have a great week, my man.
All right, I'll look to you guys for some more betting advice in the future.
You got it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.